Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's open our Bibles here to the book of Exodus 23. Now, you remember we talked about serving the Lord thy God. I want you to get this into your heart and mind, and because of something I experienced myself. Now, we talked about with gladness of heart. Exodus 23:25. So I wrote this in here. And you shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your... No, wait a minute. What? That doesn't make sense. Okay, go back to verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in their way, to bring into the place where I have prepared. Before of him obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. So, shall we read this correctly? And you shall serve the Lord your God with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And your angel shall bless your bread and water. And I will take sickness from away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young or be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Whoa. So how do you pray over your meal? My angel blesses my bread and water. Well, then you know you can go over to the Apostle Paul wrote his son Timothy, and he talked to him about how to eat. Anyway, that's it. Your angel will bless your bread and water. It's a good thing to be right. But he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I've been meditating on that, thinking about that, meditating on that. And I thought, he's taken sickness from the midst of me. He has taken sickness from the midst of me. And when you drive out of our place there, our house, and you go down through a gate and then out, we're really out in the county, and right here on the lake. I just stopped, taking sickness from the midst of me. So I just stopped and parked right there by this little pond, and I shouted. I quoted that. My angel blesses my bread and my water. He has taken sickness from the midst of me. I will never be sick another day in my life, hereafter forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now that's important. To do that. Why? I've been redeemed from the curse of sin. So, now let's go back over here. We're back in the book of Galatians again, please. And we talked about, let's go on over. We're right here. Verse 26 of the fourth chapter. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. There's that word faith again. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, now wait, if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What are we talking about, class? The promise. What are we talking about? It's not a trick question. Huh? Mm-hmm. What happened to Abraham? The 15th chapter of Genesis. The blood of animals. 17th chapter of Genesis. The blood of a man through circumcision. Blood back promises. That is a book of blood. Animal blood. Sacrificed by circumcision. And God promised a son to an old man. And then he asked that old man to sacrifice his only begotten son. So he gathered him up and gathered up the wood. And notice what he said. The boy and I will be back. The boy and I will be back. So that's where we are. Now, we are in Christ Jesus, and we are heirs to all of these blood-back promises, blood-back, because being Christians, we are joint heirs. Joint heirs with an innocent man hanging on that cross. And they didn't kill him. He gave up the ghost. He said, no man can take my life. I lay it down and I can raise it up again. That's amazing. All of this had to take place to ratify this book. In the sinless blood of Jesus. Who is this? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who was the power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's who the man is. Three days and three nights. He said so. As Jonah in the belly of the big fish. Yep. If you started it Friday, it doesn't work out. Nope. John mentions it. It was a high Sabbath. It started on Wednesday, not Friday. It's all in the book. You might as well get it right. I don't mind me, you know, celebrate it however you want to. But you and I need to understand that he took that 22nd Psalm and he went into hell itself. And he suffered there, the scripture said, like no man before and no man later. An absolute innocent man went to hell for 3 days and three nights. Hallelujah. And Hebrews chapter 1 gives the words that God spoke and raised him out of that place. Thank you, Jesus. So now, Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, because, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, as he is a debtor under the whole law, and so forth. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. For in Christ Jesus, and so forth and so on. Verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Let's talk about that. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, I go through this every night before I close my eyes. You know, Gloria, good night, my love. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. I love my neighbor as myself. I love my neighbor as myself. I said, Lord, give me, there's something deeper to that. There's something deeper to that. And I just kept doing it and kept praying it. I mean, I'm talking about over a long period of time. I should have been spiritually sharper than that. But thank God for Happy Caldwell at the minister's conference. So, I have compassion on my neighbor.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I have compassion over myself. I have compassion over my neighbor, and I receive the compassion of God on me and my family and what I need. Well, who's my neighbor? I read about the Good Samaritan. And I say this and have for years. Who is your neighbor? Now, it's not just the person who lives next door to you. That's right. But county officials, county judges, in a lot of cases, they have more to do with our lives than some big federal judge somewhere because they're passing the local laws. Amen. So, we pray with compassion. We pray with compassion over the political leaders, over school leaders, because the devil's doing his best to rip this place apart. And now it's being put back together and there's people mad over that. Well, that's all right. The devil's still the devil. God's still God. And the devil hadn't changed and neither has God. And neither has that book. And it says, pray for all that are in authority. So we have compassion and we move in compassion, but we're still talking about faith and we're still talking about, well, okay. Faith-filled words. Well, all right. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't be saved without it. Say, well, Brother Copeland, is it the faith or the grace? Well, it's both. Faith, we were there in the book of Romans, right? Let's go back to the 4th chapter. We can do it in the 1st chapter of Romans, but there's... Well, let's just do it in succession. Let's go to Romans 1:17. But then the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then Romans chapter 4, and I've used this one a lot, maybe more than any of the others. And let's just start with 13th verse. For the promise, the blood-backed promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, where the seed of Abraham, right? The promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that of the law, but also of the law, the faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him, or like him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead and staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but strong in faith. Whew. Wow. Faith. You can't be saved without it. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. Okay, let's go back over there. Galatians 3:11. Mm-hmm. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. I mean, that phrase is in both covenants. The just shall live by faith. What does that mean? That means we walk by faith and not by sight. Our lives are sustained by faith in God. And we come to a place where there are certain things. Listen to me now, class, and all of you out there. There are certain things you don't pray about anymore. Oh, brother, come on. Now, wait a minute. Only time I ever raised my voice to Gloria Jean, and I don't even remember now why. And I thought, she doesn't deserve this. We lived in a little rent house, and I said, oh, Chloe, I'm so sorry. And I fell down on this old couch. I dare say a lot of marriages would have been in dire trouble right then. I didn't cuss or anything like that, but I just ran and raved. Her face was right up here. I said, oh, Glo, I have to preach. She said, I know it. I don't pray about that anymore. Well, Lord, I wonder if I'm really called. Well, evidently not. Mm. I don't pray about that anymore.
Right.
Well, sometimes I think I am, sometimes I think I'm not. It didn't say you'd be blessed in your thinking. It says renew your mind.
Yeah.
I don't pray about that anymore. I'm called. I didn't call myself. Now, I talked to you about that meeting in Hereford, Texas, in the panhandle, you know, up there. I was going through all that. It flashed across my mind. The prophet's ministry. I said, whoa, nope. I'm not going to touch that in my thought life. I said, you're going to have to do it. And you're going to have to do it publicly. I'm not having anything to do with that. I forgot about it. 1977. Saturday night. Month of June. Brother Hagin's giving an invitation. Now, I'd been speaking there, so I'm up on the platform. And the Lord said, get on your knees. I said, no, I'm going to call it, get on your knees now. I got on my knees. Ken Copeland? You're going to have to move over there into that healing ministry a little quicker than you thought you would. You're not getting ahead of God. You're getting in, going in step with God. But Jesus is coming and you don't want to be disobeyed. And whether you want to or not, you're going to minister in the office of the prophet, the seer, standing right in the pulpit. You'll see it just like you saw it run off on a TV screen, and you'll be able to minister to the people. And in that day, many will say, as it grows, the ladder, and grows. And in that day, there will be many who will call you blessed. And you'll have much reason for rejoicing. Well, I didn't think about that deal and heard it. So I went to the hotel and the Lord said, how'd I do? Well, there were 9,000 people there that night and it was on television. So I'd say he did all right. But I said, Lord, what am I going to do with this? And he said, don't try to make it happen. Let it happen. And that's when he put this in my spirit. There are many manifestations of the prophet's ministry that's not spectacular and out before people. That it'll be in a private way and you're able to minister to people. And then I started having a vision one Sunday morning and we have close connection there with the church and I was watching it there instead of being in church that morning. And this vision started and it went on and it went on and it went on and it went on and it had to do about abortion and all of these different things. And so that's spectacular. But there's been so many. There were these little moments, and I saw something that was about to happen. And I was able to call a friend, I don't go any further than that. But I want to make sure you understand that's the prophet's ministry on a personal basis. Now then, Hebrews 10:38. Ten thirty-six. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that will come will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That is not the saving of your spirit, the soul, the mind, the will, and the motion. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach, they equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org. The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and his faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's Word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man, speak God's word, and receive the promises he has for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Thank you for being with us today. Oh, and let me remind you something. Go to kcm.org/notes and you'll get a copy of all of these, all of the scriptures, and of course they're free of charge. And you can teach from them, study from them, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and this client reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.